people again, right? The Congresswoman cannot answer that question because she's not smart enough to answer it. She shows her ignorance every time she's interviewed. No solutions all the time. My prediction for Miss Alexandria is that she will find a safe place on The View. Down the road, we will see her as a well-paid co-host. She still won't know anything, but at least she'll be in her element. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Mike Baker, former CIA operations officer and your host for the President's Daily Brief. Just like the President, start your morning armed with critical insights you need to know. Every weekday, I'll give you a 20-minute briefing on the vital issues impacting our nation. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. The President's Daily Brief. Get briefed. Stay ahead.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday at the Capitol, senators got a classified briefing on the war in Israel, everything surrounding the hospital attack and more. This was Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, and his comments after this classified briefing on the war in Israel. This is Cut 4. Go.
Israel has no choice. I've said this from the very beginning about dealing with Hamas and eradicating it as a threat. But that doesn't make this less dangerous or less complicated. I think that there's a significant, I wouldn't put a number on it, but a pretty significant chance that this develops into a multi-front conflict, even if neither side wants it. There could be miscalculation, meaning some strike that one side thought was limited ended up killing more people than they anticipated. The other side has to respond equally, and now you're off to the races. A ground incursion, the Israelis are fully cognizant of that, going into Gaza will not be simple. It will not be, we're not talking about a matter of days in that regard. And then obviously, you know, when you have a propaganda war going on, both Senator Warner and I just put out a joint statement a while ago basically saying we had reviewed a bunch of intelligence and feel confident in saying the Israelis did not hit that hospital yesterday. But it's an example, that instant reaction. If you look at even some of our domestic headlines, almost immediately were that an Israeli strike, you know, blows up a hospital. And I really encourage the media to stop talking about the Gaza health ministry. That's the Hamas health ministry. That's who's reporting this. And the purpose of putting that out there is not just to demonize Israel. It's to inflame the streets in Jordan, in Lebanon, in the broader Arab and Muslim world. It's all part of an informational strategy as well, which threatens to spread this conflict beyond just the armed conflict to some real internal problems in a number of countries in the region.
In terms of the supplemental, do you see yourself supporting? We kind of have brought out.
Well, of course. No, I mean, here's the key. I think you're not going to find any problem whatsoever in getting the support Israel needs. The good news is a lot of Israeli defense aid is already codified. It's already authorized. It's already in place. With the ability to pull forward another $24 billion, you would have to come back and replenish it. So I don't think there's going to be any issue whatsoever in getting approval for Israeli military aid and assistance and sales. I think the challenge is determining exactly what that aid consists of, because that will be largely determined by the nature of this conflict. The aid they will need, both in scale and in the details of what we provide them, is very different for a Gaza operation than a full-scale two-front war. It's two very different conflicts. So I think part of it is about forecasting what those needs are moving forward. But there's an existing stockpile already in place. There's significant authorities already in place. For the time being, there's nothing Israel needs or has asked for that they won't have access to. I think the challenge here is forecasting what those needs will look like in 4 to 6 to 8 weeks. And that's hard to do until we know what the nature of the conflict is.
Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, 203 hostages being held right now. This according to the IDF by Hamas. 203 hostages right now being held. We'll have more on that story, obviously. Also, we're going to have more coming up at the top of the hour. Very excited. We're going to be joined by Keith Skipper. We're going to find out about the primary versus the whole idea of having a caucus and what it's going to mean to voters. Do you go to both? Do you vote in the primary? Do you mail in your ballot? Do you go to the caucus? February 6th and February 8th, respectively. We'll talk a lot about that. Keith Skipper will join us. Also, Donna Miller, she is running for mayor of the city of Las Vegas. A little bit later on, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, candidate for Congress in CD4. He wants to send Stephen Horsford home to Virginia, which is where his home is. He doesn't even live here. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Woo! Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hey, Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free, show your pharmacist your digital card, and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll. Visit ArrayRxCard.com to learn more and sign up today.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
All.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Egypt has agreed to allow 20 truckloads of aid to cross its border into Gaza to help ease a dire humanitarian situation. President Biden back in the U.S. following his one-day visit to Israel, marred by the deadly explosion outside a Gaza hospital.
President Biden said Israel had been, as he put it, badly victimized, but added that he'd been blunt with Benjamin Netanyahu about the need to avoid being consumed by rage. His visit to Israel was overshadowed by Tuesday's explosion, prompting Arab leaders to cancel scheduled summit talks with the U.S. in Amman. Mr. Biden also said his administration supported Israel's contention that it was not to blame for the hospital blast, which has prompted angry protests throughout the region.
The BBC's David Willis. There have been protests in the U.S. as well, including on Capitol Hill. Hundreds of demonstrators took over the Cannon House office building, the demonstrators demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. There were many arrests. This evening, President Biden will address the nation from the White House. A second vote, and House Republicans have still not managed to elect a new Speaker of the House.
People have to put aside their own parochial interests for the good of the team here. And right now, it just doesn't seem like people are willing to do that.
Congressman Mike Gallagher on the Salem Radio Network. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio is the nominee, and another vote is expected later today. One Marine is dead, another Marine in custody, and what authorities at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, describe as a homicide last night in a barracks room. No further details. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 2 points, the NASDAQ trading 24 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Russia's top diplomat.
This is your KMTQ News Flash. The shorthanded defending champs, they left it all on the court last night as the Las Vegas Aces won their second straight WNBA title. The nail-biting Game 4 win over the New York Liberty, 70-69 at Barclays Center. The Aces are the first team to win back-to-back championships since the LA Sparks did that back in 2001 and 2002. Asia Wilson, a two-time league most valuable player, was named WNBA Finals MVP. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. Can we all now say, three-peat? If you're thinking about becoming a homeowner here in Las Vegas, you need to be making a six-figure income. Online real estate brokerage firm Redfin says a Las Vegas household needs to make more than $113,000 a year in order to afford a mortgage today. That's up 15% from the same time last year. Redfin reports the median monthly mortgage for Las Vegas is now $2,830 a month. Local real estate experts say Southern Nevada faces a number of challenges when it comes to affordable housing. That includes increasing interest rates, a shortage in affordable housing units, and a slowdown in those listings. Plus, Wall Street hedge funds have been buying up single-family homes and renting them out here in Southern Nevada. Las Vegas dog and cat owners will soon be required to microchip their pets. The Las Vegas City Council unanimously approving that move, which beginning in August of next year will be a condition of getting the already required pet license. All dogs and cats older than 4 months must be licensed within Las Vegas city limits. North Las Vegas requires pet licensing but not microchipping. Clark County mandates microchipping but not licensing. Henderson requires both. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. That's 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Pretty uneventful start to the Thursday morning drive-in, which is good. No accidents to report actually on the freeways. In the Northwest Valley, though, on the Ann Road off-ramp, should come off 95 northbound. It's wrapping up an accident there on the right shoulder, 95 northbound Ann Road exit ramp. Flamingo and Cobalt still didn't want to be avoided there. That is fully closed because of Formula One prep work. So that's actually going to close the rest of the week until Saturday, Flamingo and Cobalt. Sunny and warm in the valley today. It is 66 degrees right now, but we're going all the way up to 92 again this afternoon. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
From the king of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. Be with you till 9 o'clock. Of course, Clay and Buck, live from D.C. They're in Washington at this hour, getting ready to entertain you beginning at 9 o'clock. Keith Skipper joining us. I always love having him on because I always learn something. He is the National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, and he joins us now. Keith, how you been, my friend?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I know that we are moving ever closer to the presidential primary, the presidential caucus. We got a lot going on. Are we going to start seeing presidential wannabes rolling through Nevada anytime soon?
I do think so. I mean, we have, you know, the Republican Jewish Coalition is holding their annual confab on the Strip next week. And I believe every presidential candidate will be speaking at that. And I think I've heard some rumblings that some may be doing some other stops and other events in Nevada, particularly in southern Nevada. So I do think we're going to start seeing some more. And, you know, last week, you know, with Chairman McDonald, we announced that the RNC is going to be having its annual winter meeting in Las Vegas. And it'll be the week before the caucus, which we also know is, you know, the caucus is in the run-up to the Super Bowl. So there's going to be a lot going on in Vegas then, and I could anticipate maybe some candidates coming out. You know, who knows, maybe a debate. And so I think we're going to start seeing a lot of candidates coming through Nevada, you know, now that especially that the field is set for both the caucus and the primary. You know, I think these candidates are starting to realize they need to start making trips out west.
I'm just curious, will we see some of these candidates actually participate in both the primary and the caucus? Is that possible, or is it going to be one or the other?
It is one or the other, and the caucus, you know, is set. You know, the deadline was just a few days ago, and so, you know, we have the folks that are going to participate there are going to participate and have been kind of set up. And, you know, there are candidates that have chose to participate in the primary instead. You know, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, former Vice President Pence are going to be in that. The key thing to remember is you can only win delegates to the Republican National Convention by participating in the caucus. So those that are participating in the primary, they're not really competing. They're not competing at all for delegates to the convention. It's more of just kind of a primary for show. Unfortunately, there are these two different modes of running and being on a ballot. It's unfortunate that the Secretary of State and Democrats kind of forced this and wouldn't kind of create an out for a party to choose its own way to have their contest. And so there is these two. They are very close together, within 2 days apart. And so if you want to actually help candidates get delegates to the convention, which is how you actually get nominated to be the nominee for the Republican candidacy, you got to participate in the caucus. So there's going to be a lot going on, and it's going to be hopefully we're going to do everything we can. I know Chairman McDonald is doing everything he can to get that message out and make it clear that the actual mode of getting the delegates needed to win the nomination is through the caucus.
Will we have some candidates drop out before we get to the November debate?
You know, I mean, the November debate is just a couple weeks away. So, you know, it's hard to really kind of guess that, you know, something's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. But, you know, we did raise the threshold to qualify for that debate. If you, you know, you need 70,000 donors now, up from 50,000 donors for the Reagan Library debate. You also have to hit 4% in polls compared to 2% in polls for the Reagan Library debate. So there is a higher threshold. And so we may see a smaller stage. You know, there was drop off from Milwaukee to Reagan Library. Governor Asa Hutchinson was in Milwaukee, did not qualify for Reagan. And we may see a couple more not qualify for Miami as well. So we are a couple weeks away, though. There's plenty of time, but we will see who qualifies for that stage. And if anyone makes a decision that their time is up.
You mentioned debates. Are we going to get a debate somewhere here in Nevada anytime soon?
I know Chairman McDonald, who's on the debates committee, is pushing very, very hard. And so, you know, I certainly hope so. I think, you know, the week before the caucus, when we're all in town for the annual meeting of the RNC members, would be a pretty fun time to do it. But, you know, we will see what shakes out. And, you know, again, there is no bigger fighter for Nevada Republicans than Chairman Michael J. McDonald, and he is certainly doing everything he can as part of the debates committee to bring a debate back to the Sin City.
What are the details of the next debate, which I believe is going to be in Florida?
It is, yes. Yeah. So it'll be on November 8th. It will be in Miami, and the partners are NBC, Salem Radio, the Republican Jewish Coalition, and Rumble. So we're very excited. Some great conservative partners with us, especially with the RJC and everything that's going on in Israel. It'll be a very, very, very good opportunity for you know, the voices of the Jewish community to take, you know, to have a place in our debates. And it's going to be a great time. It'll start at 5 p.m. in Nevada, and so we're very, very excited about this. We're just a couple weeks away, and it's going to be a very important date, especially with everything that's going on in the world. To have the RJC a part of it is a very cool thing and a very important thing for Republicans right now.
Will foreign policy be a major part of what they talk about on November 8th?
Certainly, especially. You know, with the RJC, you know, they with them being a part of it and certainly having questions as well, foreign policy will certainly take a very prominent role, I think, in this debate, probably more so than the past debates, just particularly because of everything that's going on with, you know, all the barbaric attacks in Israel and just kind of the unfortunate and sad terror that's taking place. You know, it's important for folks to hear, especially when we see Democrats, you know, particularly some Democrats, the Squad in particular, puppeting Hamas propaganda and just kind of misinformation over the last couple of days. It is critical right now for, I think, voters, not only Republican primary voters, but voters as a whole, because we all know that, you know, independent and swing voters tune into these debates. It is important for folks to hear from our candidates and the vision of our party on how we go about, you know, staying united with our strongest ally, Israel.
What did you think of the president's trip to Israel? I keep asking myself the question, why did he go? I mean, what did he hope to accomplish? What did he accomplish?
It didn't seem like he accomplished much, right? I mean, he flew in, flew out, it was very quick. You know, we know that there are Americans being held hostage by Hamas. You know, for him, you know, the visual of him kind of parachuting in, parachuting out in just a few hours and not coming back with any of these hostages, it's unfortunate. It really just shows, again, kind of the failure and the weak leadership of this president. And you got to keep in mind, it was a little over 2 years ago when we saw the debacle of the Afghanistan withdrawal, where Kabul fell and the Taliban took back over. 2 years later, you know, we have a war in Ukraine that has happened under this president's watch. Now a war in the Middle East that's happened under this president's watch. It really shows. And then coupling that with just how wide open our border is, it really all shows just how our national security has gotten incredibly weak under the Biden administration.
I want to ask you in our next 2 minutes, the speaker vote. There's going to be another speaker vote, I guess, today. We don't know exactly when. Is this hurting the Republican brand across the country, in particular as we look ahead to 2024?
Look, the bottom line is we need to find a speaker. You know, the RNC is not it's not our role to endorse one candidate or another. It's not our role to say who should be speaker. But it is our role to unite this party, and we need to be united. We need to get this figured out. We need to elect a speaker, and we need to come out of this united because we have a lot to deliver for the American people. And again, like we talked about, a wide open border. You know, and I heard in your news segment just before I started that to buy a home in Las Vegas, you need to, you know, make $113,000, up 15% from this time last year. That's Bidenomics at work. We need to deliver to bring relief to folks. We need to, protect our interests abroad and how, you know, again, that we're seeing wars just spring up all over the place. We need to deliver for this country, and that means that we need to find a speaker, elect a speaker, come out of this united, and get to work.
I'm just curious, if we don't find a speaker anytime soon, do you worry, especially because people are going to say, oh, the Republicans, they don't know how to manage, they've got the majority. At some point, does this start damaging the Republican brand?
I mean, I understand why people would say that, but I believe that Americans look at what's going on in this country, know who's at fault, and they know that the Democrats can't govern. The Democrats have just run so many things into the ground over the last few years since this current president took office. Again, we have a border where, you know, 10, 11,000 people are crossing a day. You know, it was a Obama DHS secretary who said if you have 1,000 people crossing the border a day, you have a crisis. We're 10 times that. Again, when you look at, you know, interest rates going up, 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 so the American dream is getting further out of reach because of Democrats, people know who truly cannot govern this country because of the fact that there are so many pains that people are feeling, and that is the Democrat Party. So, again, we need to come out united. We need to deliver. We need to put this in the rearview mirror and start showing folks that the Republican vision, the Republican agenda. Yes, we may have debates within our own party, but that's okay. That's healthy. But we truly have a vision for this country that allows everybody to prosper.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, the National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. I have a lot of people come to me and they say, I want to be a part of this battle to retake our country back. How do they go about doing that? And is it you know, support a candidate, support the party, support the national party. What is it that we should be doing, those that want to really engage?
Well, the first thing you should do is commit to banking your vote, whether that be in person or what have you. Banking your vote, getting it in early, go to bankyourvote.com. Actually, you can go to the Nevada-specific website, nv.bankyourvote.com. That's nv.bankyourvote.com. Sign up to bank your vote, and then from there, sign up to volunteer. You can go to GOP.com. We'll get you involved. We'll get you on the doors. We'll get you on the phones and help us turn out voters to make sure that we went up and down the ballot, not only to, you know, expand our House majority, take back the Senate, an elected Republican to the White House, but also provide backup for Governor Lombardo in Carson City. I mean, we all saw, you know, there's only so much a governor can do in fighting this. We cannot allow Democrats to take supermajorities. We cannot allow Democrats to have any majorities in the legislature. And that comes, you know, the way we stop that is getting involved, helping us turn out people to vote up and Republican up and down the ticket. So go to GOP.com, sign up to volunteer there. We'll get you integrated. We'll get you trained. And we'll go out there, get to work to deliver solid Republican victories across the state.
Keith, I get a sense you're going to be real busy over the course of the next couple of months. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again, I promise. You have a great rest of your week, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. Always good to be on.
There you go. Keith Skipper, National Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking
both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's is